In this bulletin, a New South Wales woman dies from a blood clot health authorities say is likely linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Investigations continue into a COVID-infected Melbourne couple who left lockdown and drove across three states. And in sport, six English Premier League clubs linked to the European Super League settle with authorities. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Australia's Chief Health Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says a 52-year-old woman in New South Wales has died from a blood clot that's likely linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The clotting condition is considered very rare, with millions of doses of the vaccine administered in several countries, with the majority of people not suffering any serious complications. People who receive AstraZeneca are told that two-thirds of recipients experience minor side effects. The very rare clotting condition is most likely to occur 4 to 28 days after the first dose. It's the second death recorded from more than 3.6 million doses of that specific vaccine. Professor Kelly says all side effects from the vaccine are investigated on a case-by-case basis.
And so we now have 15 cases either confirmed or probable in that very serious clotting event. So again, 15 out of 3.6 million doses, so extremely rare. And in the second tier, the less serious effects, 33 confirmed or probable cases have met the definition. So these events remain of concern, and we are looking at them very closely.
It comes as the National Health Authorities remove the hotspot status for Melbourne as it emerges from lockdown. Investigations are continuing into a Melbourne couple who tested positive to COVID-19 on the Sunshine Coast after leaving lockdown and driving across three states. Queensland authorities say the couple had not received an exemption to travel to the state. But the Health Minister, Yvette Dath, understands the husband might have come to Queensland for a new job, which she says is one of the grounds that allow people to travel. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says the pair will be interviewed by Victorian authorities to establish the facts.
I think it's important to note if they were relocating, that is not a breach of directions here in Victoria, but we just don't know. So we'll have those discussions with those individuals today.
COVID restrictions will ease as planned for residents in Melbourne and regional Victoria at midnight tonight, with the exception of masks remaining mandatory outdoors in metropolitan Melbourne. It comes after four people from the same household in Reservoir, in Melbourne's north, tested positive for COVID-19. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Alan Cheng says authorities are investigating the source of the infection of the new cases and warned undetected spread of the virus will hinder the progress that's being made.
So while it's the judgment of the public health team that we are in a position to ease restrictions, these new cases are really the strongest reminder that we are no means out of the woods yet. So over the last fortnight, there have been very limited opportunities for people to transmit infection during lockdown. And obviously what I am anxious about is that whoever gave infection to both these groups is identified quickly and doesn't have the opportunity to transmit to other people.
New research shows $34 million was lost to scams last year by multicultural Australians, people with a disability, and Indigenous Australians collectively. The figures come from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's latest Targeting Scams report. Investment scams were responsible for $6.3 million in losses, followed by threat-based scams such as the Chinese Authority scam, where scammers impersonate officials and accuse victims of committing crimes. ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard warns community members to be aware and, if they sense something is strange, to ignore it and report it.
You just still have to be on your guard the whole time because scammers work out what's happening and then they find new ways to reach you or to get your money. Because it is so lucrative, there seems to be a never-ending line of people who want to get involved in it.
Other threat-based scams involve scammers making out they're from the Australian Tax Office or the Department of Home Affairs. The most financially damaging scams for Indigenous Australians were dating and romance scams, followed by investment and online shopping scams. The ACCC has translated advice and information into 10 languages. In football, the six English clubs that signed up to the original breakaway European Super League have agreed to pay $36.6 million as part of a settlement with the Premier League. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur also agreed to accept separate fines and 30-point deductions if they join a similar unsanctioned competition in the future. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 20 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy, 17. Melbourne, showers and 15. Hobart, rain and 15 degrees. Canberra, shower or two, 13. Wollongong, showers and 17. Sydney, showers clearing, 17. Newcastle, cloudy and 17. Brisbane, sunny and 20. Cairns, cloudy and 27. And Darwin, sunny and 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.